Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. It is something of a philosopher's question when establishing what being close to God consists of. It's a useful exercise for each one of us and will reveal how we understand our relationship with God. There is an overwhelming weight of populist writings that lay the emphasis upon moral behavior. Yet morality is measured externally, and whilst my actions might appear moral, my head and heart may be filled with inconsistencies. I might obey the speed limit because I don't want points on my license, or drive within the speed limit as I want to avoid accidents. There's a different rationale, although the behavior looks the same. On reflection, and reflections are far from accurate remembrances of the past, I did often behave in a way to serve my perception of expectations in church. There was a difference between who I was inside and outside my home. My proximity to God was determined in part by the audience with whom I was associating. In other words, I was acting and not behaving as authentically as I might. This was damaging to me because I lived two lives, closely aligned yet self-evidently different. People close to me were unable to trust me because of the inconsistency they experienced. This inconsistency was born out of my lack of rootedness in God. Taking root required I determined for myself where my anchor point was. Eventually, as the psalmist commends, I took Scripture as my primary point of reference. This required me to acknowledge the inconsistencies I observed in my daily living, and also required that I wrestle with the meaning of Scripture. It became clear that what was of essential importance to me may not be of much consequence to another. I was quick to pass judgment, grew angry suddenly, and said things I deeply regretted within minutes of saying them. So bridling the tongue was of critical importance for me. This took work and a consistent plan. For someone else, these were never real issues in their life. Unless I do the work of deciding how I might measure my proximity to God, I will stray from God's way and do untold damage in ignorance. I might tell myself that I am living the Christian life, yet behaviors that damage others, whilst protecting myself, are a sure sign of walking some distance from the path laid down by God. The Christian life is unique, and in that it lays beyond the law and places responsibility upon each individual to mark their boundaries and determine what Christian living requires. The degree to which I learn and implement that learning reveals how close I am to God, not by my own estimation, but through the way in which others experience me. As we enter into the God space today, take some time to establish ways that convince you that you are close to God. Look to Scripture and audit the manner in which your life reflects this way set out by God. Simply assuming you know God will actually lead you a long way off course. Navigating one degree off course will over a period of time take you a long way from your planned destination. Best check back with Scripture regularly to ensure your navigation is sound. Amen. The remarkable thing is the amount of freedom God entrusts to us to work about our own salvation without fear and trembling is immense. Now, I begin the first of the last 3 days of being the voice of Be Still and Know, but I look forward to welcoming and you enjoying the voice of Jonathan Edwards as he continues these 5-minute meditations. I myself am moving to CWR Waverley Abbey, and you can follow me on Every Day with Jesus. But you can also join me here on Premier Life every Sunday, where we celebrate God's love with prayer, with worship, and one of your own wonderful testimonies. But for now, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.